This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest on the second hour is Lieutenant Joe Kenda, who has two shows now, American Detective on the Discovery Net channel, Homicide Hunter on the Investigative Discovery channel. Has some terrific stories about how he solved so many crimes in his vast history with the police force. Also, Joe Coy will be joining us, funny guy. And Merrill Hemingway will be here, former Surgeon General of the United States. Dr. Jerome Adams will bring us up to date on what's happening with this new wave of COVID, and that is all coming up this next hour, live nationwide and around the world. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we return, our friend Lieutenant Joe Kenda will be on the show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is a friend of our show for many, many years. We were there in the beginning back in 2011, and we got some good news to talk about today. Our guest is the star of Homicide Hunter, our friend, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Joe, I know a couple of years back when we talked, I think it was the end of your ninth season, you were going to hang it up. But now you have come back with even more responsibilities because Joe hosts American Detective on the Discovery Network, which talks about a lot of different cases that are being investigated. And then over on Investigation Discovery, he's back with Homicide Hunter. So you have been exceedingly busy after your announcement that you were going to stop the show in its ninth season a few years back. So, Joe, tell us about these two shows and what the season is going to be all about.
I think what this season offers is a true look at some very amazing and interesting cases that I felt what send me out at the top of my game. I elected to stop Homicide Hunter after nine seasons because what I have remaining in cases are either too simple or too disgusting. They involve children and babies. I won't do that. ID won't do that either. So I didn't want to be the guy who remained in the stage after he lost his voice or the athlete who played one season too long. I wanted to go out at the top of my game. And that's what season is. It's excellent.
Well, you know, you're right about that. You never want the audience to walk out on you. You want to be the first one to leave. That leaves them wanting
correct
more. You have some unbelievable stories coming up this season, like the serial killer Cynthia.
Well, it's an unusual crime in the fact that most stranger homicides involve less than 5% of all cases. Most people die at the hands of someone they know. They either have a relationship with, a business involvement, illegal activity, whatever the reason is, but they are known. The less than 5% cases are the ghost, the shadow in the night who shows up somehow, some way, and selects a target at random and does their deed and runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that case was. And when we worked it initially, we got nowhere with it. And then after a few years, we started to look at it again and say, why did we get nowhere with this? Well, people change their minds. They lose their loyalties. They fall out of love. They change their story. So let's go back and talk to everybody again. And we did that. And it still didn't get us anywhere. So then you have to think about that. Well, maybe it's just some dude who wandered in here for 50 or 60 or 70 days, and nobody knows who he is, and nobody knows where he is, and he's done this thing, and he's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood is he's done it elsewhere. So let's start asking around the country if anybody has a similar case. And that's how we found him.
You were 23 years on the Colorado Springs Police Department. And during that tenure, ladies and gentlemen, Joe and his team saw 356 of the 387 homicides. That's a 92% solve rate, one of the highest closure rates in the country. Yet, Joe, with his perseverance, you weren't happy about that. You wanted 387. And that is something that is embedded in you. I mean, it's not just, well, you know, we got 92%. I mean, you were really going for the whole enchilada.
Of course. There were 31 cases that remained unresolved when I retired, when I left the PD. Of those, three now have been solved through the use of advances in DNA. So now we're down to 28. I didn't solve those three. That was done by the cold case unit in the police department. But nonetheless, that's down to 28. It's still, to me, it had to be everyone. And you can't get everyone,
mm-hmm.
but you sure want to. It's just something that never goes away.
Yeah.
I think about those all the time.
I know you do. You know, leading up to the season, there's a promotion, I guess we should call it, that fans can actually follow behind-the-scenes content. Tell us about these call-outs you're going to do, fan giveaways, by following hashtag Homicide Hunter. I found that interesting because you're going to be on social platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, Joe.
Well, it's all an idea of getting people a little more involved in it, to have them have a little fun with it and see how this is put together and how we do things and why we do things a certain way. When you have a murder case, the murder case is very, very complicated. If we presented a case as it occurred, each show would last for 6 weeks and nobody would watch it because mm-hmm. it would drive you crazy. On this rabbit warren, that's the wrong one, and on and on and on. So we have to select the highlights of the case. We overlook things. We don't talk about certain things because we have to fit this whole thing into an hour to a perfect stranger from the discovery of human remains and then to a courtroom and how we got there and have a perfect stranger said, oh, I see. I understand how they did that. So you select the highlights of the case, which is what I do. When I talk about that murder case, I select only the major points. Otherwise, it would go on forever, and it would be very annoying to the viewer. So it's entertainment. It's not court.
Joe, does a case ever get so cold you got to walk away from it? I know that's tough to ask you because you don't want to walk away from anything, but does that happen?
Oh, it happens. It happens. You're not dealing with a criminal genius like you do in the movies. It's somebody who's just lucky. He doesn't leave evidence of his passing. Nobody sees him. Nobody hears him. He has no connection to the victim. Why would he kill this person? Because he wanted to. But why did he want to? There's no identifiable motivation. So of the people on Earth, which one is it?
First of all, I got to tell you something. You do a fabulous job with this. I mean, you have the demeanor, you have the voice, you have the authoritative approach to it. I mean, this is a show that, as you know, because we've been doing this since the beginning, that I'm a big fan of. I mean, seasons went by just like that. The good news is, you got 20 more episodes. There's something on the next chapter of Joe Kenda on Investigation Discovery that you're going to be doing also. So you may not be able to talk about it, but there is something on the horizon.
And there is something. We will have a new series starring me, probably sometime. The actual premiere date is to be determined. And the content we're still working on, so I really can't discuss that.
Sure.
With you, but I think people will find it to be interesting, and it's something that they want me to stay with because, quite frankly, we had a pretty big audience.
Yeah.
And people enjoy it. And one of the things I think they like about it is I don't have a script. I say whatever I want.
Right, right. I know that.
And that makes a difference, I think. It comes across better because it's true. These aren't fictional events. These are events involving real people who do incredibly stupid things.
Joe, how's the book doing?
It's doing very well. I'm writing a second one right now as well, but we're still in the process of doing that. The first book has done very, very well. It's sold well, and that's out in paperback now. And I guess one of the big movers of it is the audio book. People tend to like my voice.
I'm just going to say that. You are the perfect person to do an audiobook. In fact, a few years ago, the fellow by the name of LaFontaine, who did all these movie trailers, passed away. He was the guy that
right.
did movie trailers for years and years and years. Boy, you could cut up where he left off, believe me. I am, as a over 50-year veteran of broadcasting, I am very jealous of your voice. I want you.
Well, I'll tell you something funny about that. When this show first came on television, You see yourself on the screen. Your face fills the screen. It's startling.
Right.
I mean, it really is. You look at, oh, my God, that's me. Right? Then I spoke. Now, your voice never sounds the same to you
right.
as it does to everyone else. So I looked at my wife, and I said, do I sound like that? And she said, well, yeah, I've been listening to your voice for 40 years. Of course, that is. That's your voice. I said, oh, okay. It was just weird. Who is that guy talking? Well, that's you. It is. You know? Yeah, as you understand, you're in the business, and your projected voice is not the same to your own ears.
I got to tell you a quick story. I started at 14 years old. When I was single, I was, you know, go out on a date, and a girl would say, boy, you don't sound like you do on the radio. Well, I said, I don't talk, you know, I can't say, hey, it's 27 degrees outside when we're having dinner. You know, that's, the, you know, you kind of have a little facade when you go out.
I know, it's really funny. But yeah, I never thought that would be the case, but people find it to be so. I was on an airplane and offered to put a lady's bag in the overhead for her, and a passenger two seats away with her back to me said, that's Joe Kenda's voice.
Wow.
Turned around and started looking for him, and then said, there he is. You know, like I'm a fugitive. You're like, there he is. You know, oh, my God. You know.
Joe, if that's happening to you, you have arrived, let me tell you. Great show with Lieutenant Joe Kenda, our friend for many, many years. And we'll be looking forward to chatting with you soon, Joe, to see what happens next season, okay?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
You bet.
But before we start talking about another season of another venture for Joe, I want to remind everybody that Homicide Hunter can now be seen on Investigation Discovery, the cable channel, and then he hosts a show called American Detective on Discovery, and he talks about a lot of the crimes that he wasn't involved with, but they're still in the news. Great guy, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Got a great voice, too, as we both agree on. We're going to pause for a second. I want to remind everyone that you can check our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can either hit the icon that says Facebook, and you and I can become friends, and you can also hit the icon that says Listen Live, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a couple of seconds, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world, and on the radio station you're listening to right now with Ron Segi Today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. And I have to be honest with you, I really like this guy's humor and his talent. He's quite the individual. Got a great story to tell. In fact, he's got a Netflix comedy special coming up called Joy Coy, Live from Seattle. We're going to talk to him about comedy and how he got to the point where he is now, because the material is great. Joe Coy joins us right now. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. I meant what I said. You know, I've seen you so many times on, of course, doing, 100 episodes or something. I saw you on The Tonight Show, and I enjoyed the Comedy Central Don't Make Him Angry and Lights Out. But before I went on the air today, I went on YouTube and I watched some of the other routines. And,
Oh, nice.
You're a funny guy, really. I mean, your material, your timing, it is so relatable, it is scary. You know that, Joe?
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I've always been a fan of the storytellers. That's the style of comedy I always liked.
Sure.
Where they basically talk about family or their kids or anything that's more relatable. I always enjoyed hearing that style of comedy. So when I started stand-up, I was like, that's the route I'm going to go. And I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, I think the reason being that is because it's so relatable. I mean, everybody's got a family member they can relate to that you bring into the picture. But this is what I found kind of unique, all right? You credit your mother for your comedic talents and your acting talents, and she was an individual who really promoted the fact that you should get into show business because she had you performing for your family and your friends. Usually what happens is they say, oh, no, my son, he's going to become a doctor, or he's going to become, he's going to do autopsies or something. Okay.
So for sure. What's crazy is, she still took that. of course, it's all about the talent when we're growing up as kids, but, the minute we start having to, grow up and move out on her own, that's when, the mom kicked in, and she's like, you should become a nurse, Joseph, So don't worry about that talent anymore. It's time to get a real job. The cool thing is she indirectly, got me with that little acting buzz. I felt it at a young age, and I didn't want to let it go, so I pursued it.
Well, what's funny is that, and you're right, mothers will say, fathers not so many times, but mothers will say, I want you to do this. I want you to become president. I want you to become, a great movie actor, but can you do it from home so that you don't have to leave?
Exactly.
Can you do it from, but here's the thing that I kind of found unique. Now, you get this, talent, you get this support from her, and then in so many routines, You turn on her, You use her as fodder, which is funny. How does she take that? She said, I told my son to do this, and now I'm the center of attention. You tell so many stories about your mom, can't help but she sits back and thinks, maybe he should have become a doctor. I wouldn't be so well known as the material for his material.
Yeah, actually, she loves it, man. She can't get enough of the attention, so, I feel good about that. She really likes it when I, tell the stories. And, I also do the ones where they're, very self-deprecating.
Sure.
Where I make myself look bad. And, just to let other people, that can relate to whatever I'm saying, they go, at least he's making fun of himself, so I can laugh at myself, too. And I think I do that with my mom, too, to where it's like, I make fun of myself, so she can laugh at herself as well. So she loves it, man. She enjoys it.
That's great. Anybody in this business for any length of time knows that when you went on The Tonight Show with Johnny and you were called over to the couch, it was like being ordained. Holy man, I'm over to the couch.
Yeah.
But you had something happen to you on The Tonight Show with Jay that was very unusual, and that is you got a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was nuts, man. I still remember the day when they all stood. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. And, And I remember Jay telling me, he was like, I can't believe you got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
He was like, when I was a kid, I mean, when I used to do it with Johnny, man, I never got a standing ovation. He was so funny about it. And he goes, because I wasn't even supposed to sit at the desk with him.
Uh-huh.
That's the funny thing. I was supposed to stand on my mark, and we were supposed to go to commercial together. And when I got that standing O, I looked to my right, and Jay's by his desk, and he's waving me over. He's like, get over here, get over here.
That's funny. That's
and we went to commercial, and he was like, hey, I couldn't just let you stand there with a standing ovation. He was like, I had to talk to you at the couch, man. So, yeah, that was great, man.
That's
I was still
good.
Working at Nordstrom Rack. I was working at a department store during that time. So I didn't know how many people watched The Tonight Show until the next day. I'm getting shoes for people, and every other person was just like, hey, good job on The Tonight Show. Can I get this in a size 9, please?
No, oh, are you serious? That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Brought me right back to reality so fast.
Yeah, yeah, that'll wake you up. That's like when you come home, and you know, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, I used to come home from performing, and my wife would say, can you take out the garbage? What do you mean take out the garbage? I just
yeah,
all
yeah,
these
yeah.
people analyzing.
Don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? You know who you're sleeping with, lady? Tell us about the Netflix comedy coming up live from Seattle. I thought that, and somebody here in my staff wrote down Joy, and I'm thinking to myself, something must have happened during the interpretation of this thing.
Yeah, okay. It's Joe Coy. Yeah, Joe. But, you know, Adam Carolla always does that, too. It's so funny. I've known Adam for so many damn years, and he still calls me Joy Coy. So
he's a funny
it's
guy.
It's kind of haunted me, but, hey, as long as people are saying my name, I'm good.
That's it. So tell us about the special, though.
Yeah, I shot that in Seattle, Washington. That's my hometown. So my third special, I was like, I got to go home with this one. You know, I want to see my friends. I want to represent Seattle where I grew up, and that's where stand up, you know, took over me when I was in Seattle. That's when I knew I wanted to become a comedian. So
that's great.
Had to go back to Seattle.
Is that airing now, Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
It's streaming live right now.
Yeah,
on
that's what I thought.
Streaming live.
Yeah.
It's streaming now on Netflix. So
yeah.
As long as you got Netflix, you can check out the new special.
Now you're touring as we speak, too, right?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Nonstop. I don't get. I never stop doing that. I got to. I'm addicted.
Now, what is your website so people can go to it and grab all the dates?
Joe Coy, JOKOY.com.
Are you going to be in Orlando at all in the next few months?
Oh yeah, for sure. We're going to be there real soon. To be honest, at the Hard Rock. So I can't wait.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's going to be huge.
It's about a half a mile from my house, the Hard Rock.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to check that out and go over there and say hi to you. There's no doubt about it. I love your work. I really do. You're a funny, funny man. And,
oh,
and I congratulate you on your current work with the Lupus Foundation. Congratulations on that, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's you know, my sister has lupus, so, you know, I find a way to help her out and I mean, I found a way to help her out, and that's, you know, whenever she's involved, it makes her happy. It, you know, keeps her mind active and off of the, you know, her sickness. So, yeah, Lupus, it's great, man. It's such a great organization, and we've raised a lot of money.
Good.
It won't stop.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, Joe, please, tell Arch you can come back anytime. We love having you on the show. You're, as I said, you're a funny guy and a talented guy, and, of course, Netflix comedy special. Joe Coy Live from Seattle is now available on Netflix, and look forward to seeing you down here when you get to Central Florida, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Keep up the good work, Joe.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You got to watch him. If you have not seen him, you got to Joe Coy. He's got some great material.
Thank you, boss. Take care.
Thank you, Joe. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. The White House rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with Joe Biden's memory. At Friday's daily briefing, White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
We just reject that this is true. And I think that it does raise questions about the gratuitousness, and it raises, you know, makes you wonder why that's in there.
In other news, folks across the United States busy shopping for Super Bowl snacks, stuff to put on the grill, chip and dip, and plenty of beverages. And while the game is in play, there's been plenty of prep to keep everyone inside the stadium in Las Vegas safe. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our priority is the safety and security of everyone in attendance, and that is what we are focused upon.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All across the USA and around the world, our next guest, we had her on many, many years ago, so it was a few years back, but I'm glad she's back with us. She is a delightful lady. She is a talented lady, and she's going to be a very informative lady. She has a new documentary film called Running from Crazy on the Oprah Network. Joining us right now is Academy Award nominee Mariel Hemingway. Hi, Mariel. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming back. It was a long time ago. I'm sure you don't remember, and I don't even remember how long ago, but I know it was too long.
Well, just don't go that far back.
Yeah, we just won't. We'll just keep that.
We'll just talk now.
We'll just pretend like we're that age, okay, that
yes,
we were when
that
happened.
Right. That's,
So how was the prom?
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
We're going to go back that far. We might as well make it worth it, okay? You know, you have a last name, like the Sinatras and the Presleys, you know, that type of name that is magic and known worldwide. And sometimes, you know, that's an enormous advantage, and I know that sometimes not so enormous a situation. The granddaughter of the great Ernest Hemingway, but you have talked about in this new documentary film, Running from Crazy, which is going to be on Oprah's own network, about something that you really don't hear much about in famous families, and that is suicide, depression, mental illness. I mean, you really and truly open up on this, don't you?
I do open up about it, and I open up about it because I think that it's really important for other people to know that if somebody, you know, quote-unquote famous can talk about this issue, then they can talk about it because it happens in more families than you realize. It happens in a lot of creative and talented families a lot because it's also linked with addiction. There's a lot of elements to mental instability that have to do with the lifestyle choices that have been made. And that's kind of my discovery. It's like, oh, wow, you know, my sister drank so much. My other sister was taking drugs. My grandfather, it was a time where nobody thought drinking a lot and living, you know, the life on the edge, they didn't think that was detrimental. They didn't realize the effect that it had on the brain. So it's about just understanding your heritage so that you can make informed decisions and make choices to be healthier just through the simple lifestyle choices you make. I mean, that's part of what this documentary is about, is giving people hope and also helping them to understand that they're not alone.
You know, it's an illness, just like heart trouble, diabetes, cancer. It's an illness. And, you know, people who inherit those types of illnesses, I always feel that they have, because I know my family, a fear that they are going to inherit that illness. Suicide is an illness. Depression is an illness. Do you ever fear that?
I did in the past, and I don't absolutely do not anymore because of knowing so much about it and knowing that I make really healthy choices for my life and understanding that those healthy choices make a difference. But I did, and I think that there are many people out there that sort of don't want to talk about it. It's like they don't want to open Pandora's box. Like if I talk about this, that means, uh-oh, you know, I might bring light to this. I remember that when my sister died, I actually thought that it was like handing the baton to me. I thought, oh no, now it's my turn. But the fact of the matter is, and the reason why I did this documentary is because when we speak about it, when we have more knowledge, when we have more understanding about all the elements that go into the healing process, we can make change in our lives. Because I am healthy, I am thriving, I'm vibrant, I'm acting, I'm writing books, I'm doing a million wonderful things in a vibrant life that I know is open and available to everyone if they're willing to tell their story, to shed light into the dark places in their lives.
Now, there's a lot of people on the front that look like you live, okay? But when they turn everything off at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're a different person. And I think that's where it becomes a scary situation because, you know, we're both in the entertainment business. I know what it's like to feel lousy and walk out on stage and, you know, do the best I can and make it look like I don't have a health problem in the world. And I get off stage and I think, well, how did I do that? So I think that a lot of people put on that front, but sometimes don't continue that type of way of living when they're by themselves.
Well, but that's kind of not authentically living a healthy life. That's
putting
on a show.
That's
different. You know, I think that, yes, and I've done that too in the past, mm-hmm. where you want to put on a happy face. I was in a marriage that I wasn't happy with either, and, you know, I just put on... But I didn't know any different. But I think when we don't have the knowledge that there's something, there's different choices that can be made so that you authentically feel that way.
Yeah.
So that your stage life, so to speak, or quote unquote, can be very similar to your working happy life. Because that's the way it is for me. I mean, a lot of times in social media, the people that follow me, are you really that happy? Do you really love your life?
No, you're pretty
and
happy.
I can honestly say that I do now, but it wasn't always the case. But I want people to know that living healthily, being happy, is an option. Some people don't even know that it's an option.
Yeah. Well, you hit that one right on the head. Do you know and do you go into the reasons your sister did it?
Yes. I mean, she was an addict. She took a lot of drugs. She drank so much. She was also bulimic. She had a lot of, you know, she had disorders that didn't help the balance of her brain at all. And the reason she was self-medicating is because she was in pain. So there's all, you know, where it's the chicken and the egg. What came first? You know, the depression or the self-medication for the depression or the lack of confidence. So, and it's also the misunderstanding of our family. Like, she idolized my grandfather's lifestyle rather than idolizing his extraordinary talent. So it's about just looking at it and understanding it, not making it wrong or bad, but just going, hey, this is the reality, and this is how we deal with it.
You know, I think what you said about emulating your grandfather's lifestyle vis-a-vis his accomplishments is very well said. I think that is, I think, a problem with a lot of people who idolize someone, whether it be in the entertainment business, the sports, the politics, whatever the case may be. Sometimes they want to be like that person versus being like what that person accomplished. And in the case of your grandfather, I mean, here was an accomplished, successful man. I mean, that was an enormous shock to learn of that.
I mean, it was tremendous to just understand. Oh, but with understanding, it takes the taboo away. It takes that stigma, that fear of looking at it. Because once you look at it, you go, oh, it makes sense. And when something makes sense, it's not scary anymore.
Yeah. When you're doing this documentary, which, by the way, again, is called Running from Crazy, it's going to be on Oprah's network, OWN network. Was it curing for you? I mean, was it good to get these things out knowing that you weren't going to be just telling, like, me about it, but the whole country?
It was
therapeutic.
Powerful. I mean, I couldn't go into it thinking about the ultimate outcome of, like, millions of people will watch this story. I'm like, oh, I didn't really think of it that way because I think I don't know, maybe I would have been too scared to do it. But now, of course, now I feel very honored to share the story. And here's the reason why, is because so many people say to me, oh, my God, you have my story. And, of course, I have your story. I have everybody's story. We all share in this at some level, somewhere. You know, if we shine a light in certain places in our lives, we'll realize that we all are so connected. And that's where community comes in. And community is so important to the healing of mental illness, is to understand that you're not alone.
Wow. I tell you, therapeutic probably for you and for a lot of people who will be watching it. Nominated for an Oscar at the age of 17 in, of course, the film Manhattan. Film debut with Lipstick, the very successful, the talented Mariel Hemingway. And I have to tell you something. I want to congratulate you on doing this because I believe that it's one of the subjects, like so many subjects that are considered taboo, you know, years ago, that you brought to the forefront, talk about freely, and I'm sure help millions of people who would never, ever want to bring it today.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I just think it's important, and, you know, it was going to be me or somebody else. Might as well be me.
Well,
and then I got to get healthy in the meantime.
There
so
you go.
It's all good.
Now, will you do me a favor? Will you not wait another 400 years to come back and join me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just say okay.
We can talk about our 10-year class reunion.
Yes, exactly. That's good.
Okay. Mariel, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Mariel Hemingway has been our guest. She's an Academy Award nominee and on Oprah's network, OWN network. the TV show, documentary film, Running From Crazy. Fascinating, from a fascinating family. And talking about a very personal issue within that family. There's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world, with Ron Sedgy today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, it's back in the news, and we're talking about coronavirus. It seems like we just stopped listening to it a couple of weeks ago, but it's back. And joining us right now is the 20th U.S. Surgeon General, prior member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and the author of a book that is entitled Crisis and Chaos. Joining us right now is Dr. Jerome Adams. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, I am so glad to be with you today, even though I wish it was under different circumstances. As you mentioned, I have a new book out, Crisis and Chaos, and it really talks about how we keep making these same mistakes over and over and over again with each of these surges. And there's no doubt we're in a surge right now, and I'm trying to help people understand the mistakes that we're making so that we don't continue to make them to our harm.
There's a statistic I have in front of me that says 75% of U.S. adults having underlying conditions that put them at an increased risk of severe complications. The last go-around, the actual hospitalizations were skewed in the area of adults ages 18 to 64. This thing that is now raising its ugly head, are those the same characteristics? Do you think it's going to end up as it did in 2020?
Well, you're asking all the right questions. The current wave does not seem to be causing as severe disease as 2020 and 2021. That's because many people do have hybrid immunity, which means prior immunity from both previous infections and from previous vaccinations. This current wave, incredibly transmissible. I haven't met anyone last couple of weeks who doesn't have a family member or friend who has recently had COVID. It's important to remember that even though it's causing less severe disease on a population level, and a small percentage of a big number is still a big number. So we saw 15,000 COVID hospitalizations last week. That's number one. Another shocking stat, 30% of adults who have COVID-19, they have experienced long COVID. So even if you have mild symptoms initially, you could go on to have severe symptoms from long COVID. Finally, there's a lot of misinformation out there about who is and who is not at risk. People think, well, I'm young, I'm healthy, so I'm not at risk. Newsflash, you're probably not as healthy as you think you are if you're an American citizen. It's not just older people. As you mentioned, 75% of U.S. adults have an underlying condition such as obesity, such as high blood pressure, such as diabetes, that puts them at risk for increased complications. A third of the current hospitalizations are people who are under the age of 65. Most of us, quite frankly, are at risk in some way, shape, or form for a negative outcome from this current wave if we don't take precautions.
So doctor, are the symptoms the same? I'm assuming that it's longer than the period of possibly 10 days. Am I incorrect on both of those assumptions?
You are correct that the symptoms continue to change with each wave. Remember, in the first wave, everyone talked about how you lost taste and smell. That's no longer a good way or a consistent way to tell whether or not you have had COVID. Have the sniffles, if you're coughing, if you're having trouble breathing, or even if you have GI symptoms, those can all be symptoms of COVID. Important to understand that long COVID are symptoms that last a month to years after the initial infection. It can take your ability to think clearly, affect taste and smell and breathing for prolonged periods of time. We actually are expecting that we're going to have new and updated vaccines available within the next week or two, and they're a good match for the currently circulating variants. They will lower your chance of being hospitalized. They've been shown to lower your chance of getting long COVID.
There's a lot of naysayers out there that feel that they were tripped into doing something the last time around, and this is a serious situation from the standpoint of convincing the general public this is a serious situation. It's a PR nightmare, I think, because you have people like become passive. They say, I ain't gonna happen. And I think that's the general population right now looking at this. That's serious to get the word out if indeed what you're saying, and I don't doubt it, is the case.
You bring up an excellent point, and it's a point I bring up over and over again in my book, Crisis and Chaos. We have to look at what happened over the last couple of years. There were a lot of mistakes that the federal government made in terms of communication in a way that informs the public. But here's what I want folks to understand. We have muscle memory here from the flu. We know that every year we track flu season. We let people know, hey, it's time to get your annual flu vaccine. We let people know if it's going to be a particularly bad flu season. And sometimes we take additional precautions if we know we're in a bad surge. COVID's not going away. We need to treat it the same way we treat other respiratory diseases like the flu. Everyone needs to stay up to date with their vaccines, and they need to take common sense precautions if we're in a surge. It doesn't mean shutdowns. It doesn't mean mandates. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever at this severe state, but it means that the more we come together and treat it the way we should with common sense public health practices, the shorter and less frequent these surges will be, fewer people will be harmed. To show you that it doesn't matter how much money you have, how famous you are, we're all just trying to sort through this misinformation misinformation, this disinformation, this incredible amount of new daily information about COVID. The book gives people good tips on how to do that. It's available again on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble.
Is there an age where he is too young to give a vaccine, and do masks work?
That's another great question. Masking is a good tool to use, especially if you're at higher risk because of your health or you're in a certain situation. I mask when I'm flying through the airport. I was just down in Florida, and I masked on the way there, and I masked on the way back. I know that masking is something that a lot of people don't like to do, which is why it's even more important that we leverage the tools like testing and treatment if you've got symptoms, but also like vaccinations. Now, you asked about age. The CDC will be having a conversation in the next week about these new vaccines and making recommendations regarding who should get them. But important to understand that in our last big Omicron wave, we had the highest number of pediatric hospitalizations ever. Kids are still vulnerable to long COVID. Kids are literally missing school right now because they're sick from COVID and schools are being shut down. Talk to your doctor, talk to your healthcare provider, have a conversation with them about whether or not it's right for you. Don't take my word for it. Don't take the word of someone online. Make your own decision, but make it in concert with your trusted health provider.
Great advice. Where can we go, doctor, for more information on this and to get the book that you have out, Crisis and Chaos?
Go to Amazon.com and look up Crisis and Chaos, or go to Barnes & Noble. It's a fun read. It's a great read. Hopefully it will give you some helpful tips. Within the next week, we should have some recommendations from the CDC about this new updated vaccine, which is a good match.
And when that happens, or any updates of any sort, would you come back and join us again, doctor?
I'd love to. I always love having a conversation with people about just the health and medicine side of this. I hate the politics. Uh-huh. I hate the politicization.
Right.
I don't take care of Democrats or Republicans. I take care of people. That's why I love talking to people in this format, where we can break down some of these nuanced and complicated facts and misinformation. So I appreciate you having me on, and I hope to get to join you again.
Appreciate what you're saying about staying in the health arena and not the political arena, because everybody's sick in the political arena. You'd be have a heyday there curing people. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
Our guest has been the 20th Surgeon General of the United States of America and a prior member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force and the author of Crisis and Chaos. His name is Dr. Jerome Adams. So I tell you, this is territory that we've been down before and just don't know if we should go down the same path or not this time around. There's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's a wrap with Ron Secchi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include the original member of the Spinners still touring with the group, Henry Frombaugh,
an Academy Award-winning actor, Sylvester Stallone, actress Diane Cannon, and actor George Hamilton. I also want to thank Lieutenant Joe Kenda, comedian Joe Coy, actress Meryl Hemingway, and the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again, live, all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.